Deci-Hertz Interferometer Gravitational Wave Observatory. Forecast constraints on the cosmic curvature with LSST strong lenses, by Shuo Cao et al. In this paper, we aim at using the Deci-Hertz Interferometer Gravitational Wave Observatory, DECIGO, a future Japanese space gravitational wave antenna sensitive to frequency range between LISA and ground-based detectors, to provide gravitational wave constraints on the cosmic curvature at Z approximately 5. In the framework of the well-known distance sum rule, the perfect redshift coverage of the standard sirens observed by DECIGO, compared with lensing observations including the source and lens from LSST, makes such cosmological model independent test more natural and general. Focusing on three kinds of spherically symmetric mass distributions for the lensing galaxies, we find that the cosmic curvature is expected to be constrained with the precision of decay approximately 10 to the power of minus 2 in the early universe, Z approximately 5.0, improving the sensitivity of ET constraints by about a factor of 10. However, in order to investigate this further, the mass density profiles of early type galaxies should be properly taken into account. Specially, our analysis demonstrates the strong degeneracy between the spatial curvature and the lens parameters, especially the redshift evolution of power law lens index parameter. When the extended power law mass density profile is assumed, the weakest constraint on the cosmic curvature can be obtained. Whereas, the addition of DECIGO to the combination of LSST plus DECIGO does improve the constraint on the luminosity density slope and the anisotropy of the stellar velocity dispersion significantly. Therefore, our paper highlights the benefits of synergies between DECIGO and LSST in constraining new physics beyond the standard model, which could manifest itself through accurate determination of the cosmic curvature. This was Deci-Hertz Interferometer Gravitational Wave Observatory. Forecast constraints on the cosmic curvature with LSST strong lenses, by Shuo Cao et al.